That was Los Lonely Boys with Heaven. You're waking up with Bell and Dubs in the Morning, live on Los Santos Community College Radio.
How far is heaven anyway?
Well, that's a silly question, Bell. It was right in the song. Allow me to use my golden instrument to share these announcements with you. Get naked in front of people for money and let them paint you. Nude models are needed for art classes this semester. If you're interested in bearing it all in a room full of strangers, or even worse, your classmates, come down to the art department and drop trow this Thursday at 2 p.m.
Ooh, a whole room full of people staring at me? Sign me up!
Get yourself a brush and clean up the whole town. You can start by helping to decide what the mural will be in the cafeteria. The theme is the food trapezoid. Interested artists can submit their paintings to Professor Armisen starting this Tuesday afternoon. Winner will be selected by an esteemed panel at the Fred Art Center opening, as long as it isn't on Saturday.
Why? What do you do on Saturday?
You know damn well what I do on Saturdays, Belle. Saturday is slam poetry night at Tequila La. From 6 to 6:30, it is open mic, so come out and test your material. 7 o'clock is when the fireworks start. Poets go one-on-one and try to slam each other onto the ground. Winner gets to actually read one of their poems. Don't forget to stay after and chat up your host, Guy Russellman.
I should go out to Tequila La. I wrote a poem about my favorite wines. Bottle of red, bottle of white. It all depends on your appetite.
The people of San Andreas have spoken and really hate the honking sound of geese. LSCC is immediately changing their name from the Honkies to the Limeys.
Limeys? All right, I'll bring my tequila.
You have a creative mind. You'd like to use it to explore your much more artistic side. There's full body expression waiting you at the new Center for Fred Arts. No need to hold back. Release your inner spirit with Professor Armisen. Learn at a breakneck speed, all the while honing your craft and getting real-world experience in a world-class art gallery. Better open a window because you will be flying high in no time, painting pictures of brown clouds or sculpting mud ducks. Questions? You can let one fly with Professor Armisen about art theory. Let the Center for Fred Arts be your tailwind to success in the artistic field.
I can't wait for that to open.
Yes, you can smell the anticipation. Weather on the fives. Today it is sunny, 78, with a low of 69. Tomorrow it'll be sunny, 83, low of 69. And what's going on at the Prolapse Weasel News Desk, Bill?
A major cleanup operation, codenamed Pod Tide, is underway in Palito Bay today after thousands of laundry pods washed up on the shore. The source is unknown, and the pods reportedly glow in the dark. Local children have begun to collect them and are competing to see who can gather the most. The mayor, Roy Buckley, has this to say.
Early this morning, high tide littered our beautiful coast with innumerable laundry pods. We are advising everyone to not pick up the pods, which can be hazardous to your health. Apparently, some children and pets have tried eating the pods. The city of Palito Bay advises everyone to certainly not eat the pods. Don't you know they're toxic? The taste of a poison paradise is highly addictive. You may love what they do, but please don't sip from the devil's cup. They will take over you. We are so concerned about the beaches, we will do whatever we have to do to keep them safe, and they will be closed for the weekend. The city has also begun a crowdfunded campaign to contact the manufacturer, Edible, and request they change the name of their trademarked Edible Pods. Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. Is Palito Bay safe for your children? Tune into Weasel News tonight at 11 to find out more on this story.
And don't forget to bleat the word surfactant at Bell and Dubs for your chance to win an LSCC prize pack.
That's surfactant. S-U-R-F-A-C-T-A-N-T.
Hey, Bell. Remember Tate Magnum of Magnum Industries?
How could I forget?
Well, he's back in the studio this morning to talk about his involvement in the Fred Art Center.
Oh, boy!
Right after this song by The Mirrors, here's The Lonesome Gardener.
There was a man on top of a mountain, and no one had known his name. No one had seen his face before, no one would again. For he was a gardener, a cultivator of fine, exotic and strange flowers. He'd water them endlessly and plentifully for all his hours. like the glory of snow. Hydrangeas yellow, lilacs, azaleas of pink and gold. Vervillium blue and geraniums too were the flowers that he'd know.
Welcome back, Bell and Dubs in the Morning, here with CEO Tate Magnum of Magnum Industries, here to talk about bunker stuff. Tate, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me back.
Whoa there. Let's adjust that mic.
Okay.
We hear that Magnum Industries is one of the major sponsors of the new Center for Fret Arts. As a lover of the arts and a representative of Los Santos Community College, I want to thank you for your generous donation.
Hey, man! If Feigning Philanthropy sells shirts, I'm in 110%. Maybe even 112%. Somewhere between there. Definitely not 111%. More closer to the one... Regardless, I was told that pretending to care about stuff gets sales. Even if your stuff sucks. Thankfully, mine is okay. It may even be the okayest.
Okay.
I'm here to talk about shirts! What's the worst part about getting shirts? Getting them, right?
No, that's actually my favorite part. I love shopping.
That's not the point. My point is, now I can get them to you fast, efficient, nuclear.
Mr. Magnum, we brought you on today to talk about art. You already tried selling us the nuclear t-shirt.
No. Yes. Forget that. Garbage. That's what that is. That's a relic of the past. I'm talking about the new and improved nuclear orbital t-shirt cannon. Now I can deliver an entire shipment of assorted t-shirts. Various sizes. Mostly small for some reason. The large ones on entry, they become small. I don't know if it's shrinking in the atmosphere or something.
It's
in
very cold in space.
Yes, and then the heat with the shrinking is something, I don't know what an ionosphere is, but I'm pretty sure going through it shrinks. Regardless, I can get them to your home, I can get them to your business, I can get them to your second home, or your second business, or your nightclub, or your motorcycle club, or your import-export business, or your two-car garage. Your 6-car garage, your 8-car garage, that weird 12-car garage down by the airport. Speaking of airports, I can get it to your hangar. I can even get it down into your bunker. In seconds. From space!
What about a yacht?
No! No, don't be ridiculous. I can't deliver to no boat. It'd rip right through the hull. You think we here at Magnum Industries don't care about safety?
Yes.
I mean... Yeah, yes. Okay, you're right. We don't. But you shouldn't think that. Why do you think I'm giving all this money to the Fret Art for Art, the Fart Center?
To sell shirts.
You're damn right. Philanthropy's expensive. I'm in this place for literally $148. You know how many shirts I gotta sell to make that back?
Not
I gotta
many.
Sell like yeah, it's like 16.8. Roughly. Hold on. Let me carry the. Okay, I have accountants for this. I let them handle it. They crunch the numbers. They get back to me. But I got to sell shirts.
Mr. Magnum, what do you put on the shirts?
Put on the shirts?
Yes.
A It's really not that. You put the big hole over your head, right? And inside you have these small holes, and that you take your arms. You put them through. You can put your arms in first, but as long as they go through the small holes in the sides, you put those on over the arms, the big hole over your head. And do you need instructions? Should I include directions? This seems fairly universal, right? The shirts. Everybody, show me tags. Tags out, everybody. Come on, let me see.
No. I mean, do you put some kind of design on the shirt?
Like pictures? Like on the shirts? Like I don't know, like a picture of. Like a zebra?
Maybe this is something that you can work on with the students of the Center for Fred Arts.
Yeah. No, I don't see that happening. That place stinks.
Time for us to go to the phones. T-shirts. What do you guys think? Zing in.
Our favorite, Blaine County Bob, is on line one.
Hey, y'all know anything about them little laundry pod things come washing up on the beach? Because we was out there looking for some crabs and whatnot, and a boy came up to me and goes, "Dad, is these crabs?" And I was like, "What the hell is that squishy-looking thing?" And it's this little squishy-looking thing is just all melting in his hands and stuff. And I was like, "What in the hell is this, boy?" And he said, "Dad, it looks like either a crab or a laundry pot." And I'm like, "How is it going to look like both?" And I love me some Porterbeller mushrooms.
All right, Bob. Thanks for zinging in.
Say what you want. That guy's our number one fan.
Sounds like we have a mime online, too. Now, how does this work? Are we going to need a camera, or...
Yes. I'll be interpreting for my friend, Mary the Mime. You can call me Al.
You tell that bastard to keep those expressive gloved hands to himself! Go ahead, interpret that. I'll wait.
Hold on. She's climbing a ladder. She's still climbing a ladder. This must be a really tall ladder. Okay. I think she's at the top rung. Oh, she's pulling a rope now. Still pulling the rope. Still pulling the rope.
A rope, huh? Think that scares me?
She's still pulling the rope. Okay. Now she's leaning on something. Can't really tell what it is.
That's supposed to mean something to me? Are you threatening me?
Okay. She's still leaning on something. Still leaning. Oh, no. I think we have to go. It looks like she's gotten herself stuck in a box.
Oh, well, yes. Silence is hard.
What in the world?
It says that the Lost MC is attempting to move a gun running shipment across the state, and that we should try to stop them.
Oh my. Oh, geez. That would be the new notification system I've been developing with the government. Only individuals with high clearance should be receiving those, so I'm going to have to borrow your phones after the show.
We have a lover of finer Fred Arts on the line. Art, zing in.
I've been looking forward to the opening of the Fred Center. I have been a devotee of Fredism since its inception. I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of Fredism. Are you familiar with it at all?
Can't say that I am. Please, tell us more.
Fredism is very simple. Once upon a time, long time ago, there was a room with no doors and no windows. And there was a man in a white suit with a white in a white chair. And he started to think of these things. This minimalist art that we know as Fredism today, the change in your sofa and the missing paper clips and the socks that get eaten by the dryer. And the room filled with so much of this stuff, the room exploded. And now Fred is everywhere. And that is why I love Fred, because Fred is part of all of us.
And let's go to the next call. Doc Beige is on the line.
Bell and Dubs of the Mornings, it's me, Doc Beige, from somewhere in the time stream. I'm in the past. I've gone back in time to find out about art. Because as a man of science, I don't know much about art, and I want to see how art can inspire science. So I went back and found Da Vinci, who did something amazing to the Deluxo. He put a bunch of wooden crap on it, and he sketched in his notebook. I stole his notebook, and I went back in time, and all the stuff that he invented just fell off of the Deluxo. Why can't I find an inventor that can do something to make the Deluxo way more interesting than it already is? Right now, it just goes back in time, or forward in time, to find out that your kids, Bell and Dub, your kids, they're still assholes. Where can I do? I need to find an inventor. So boring. Just going back back in time. I want to go forward in time to a place that I understands me. I just, you know, I gotta go back in time. Also forward in time.
Well, Doc, if you ever find the time, you should swing on past the bunker. Let me take a crack at that, because if there's two words to describe Tate Magnum, they would be science and art. If there were three words to describe Tate Magnum, it would be science and art and massive litigation. But it's besides the point. Just head on out to the oil fields and look for a man named Pancho. He should be easy to spot. He's the man in the poncho. Just tell him the secret word and he'll take you right into the bunker.
What's the secret word?
It's surfactant.
Hey, that's our secret word too.
Oh God, I gotta get a poncho on the line. Poncho! He's not answering. When I yell, he usually answers. Poncho! Poncho, come here, Poncho! Maybe I should change the word. I thought that was too common. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows surfactant. He was my favorite member of the round table.
We've got Ace on the line. He says he also goes by Mr. Cool. Mr. Cool, zing in.
Yeah. Bell, Dubs, longtime listener, first time caller. Tate Magnum. It's been a while there, Chief. How's the business doing?
I know that voice. Are you that mime from earlier?
Oh, I think you know who I am. I know you received the shipment of shirts. I got a tracking text from Post Op earlier. You know you're two payments behind, right?
Hang up on that guy. Hang up, please, hang up on him now.
I'm curious where this is going.
He knows where this is going. Him in a hospital bed, eating through straws. 2 days, Magnum. Better get my money. I'll take my response off the air.
I'm pretty sure that's about all the time you have, right?
No, we've got a few more minutes.
But you should wrap up now, because you had time, and now you don't. So that was all.
No.
That was all the time that you have.
No. Nope.
You've reached... Time is a finite resource, of which you have run out. You have reached a terminal point, an ending.
No, nope.
Hopefully not my ending. It's over now. We gotta go. Hey, no. Thanks everybody for listening to whoever these two are. Turn in again some other time when they'll be here with some stuff.
Kind of offended, actually.
That's okay with me, as long as I get to say that this is all the time we have. Guys,
that's our job.
Thanks for everything. Goodbye forever. That's all the time that we have. All right.
I usually do that.
Yes, I know. Can you just do it?
Jeff is our last caller. Jeff, zing in.
Please help, Jeff. Please help, Jeff. I haven't been able to leave my toilet all day. It's getting kind of painful. I'm pooping all the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. I'm pretty sure there's even some ultraviolet and infrared. Please help, Jeff!
Ew.
So yesterday, I fried me up some bacon, and then I cooked me off a couple of burgers, and I saved the grease because somebody out there said, hey, the best way for this ketogenic diet to work is when you sit down and eat all your proteins, you need to wash it down with the grease that came with it, because otherwise the diet don't work. Please help, Jeff.
TMI, Jeff.
I want to leave now. I've got things to do.
About all the time we have to weave this word mastery into your ears. That Tate Magnum sure is an artist of the highest degree. The way he uses t-shirts to tell his story is really ingenious. Polito Bay is going to be really clean, as it has been littered with laundry pods. What a wonderful thing to happen for them. I hope someone gets recognized for that act of selflessness. Really excited to cut some cheese and drink some wine with Professor Armisen at his Center for Fret Arts. It's gonna be a gas. Remember, you can bleed us at Bell and Dubs or text us at 661-214-3038 to get zinged. Here's Los Lonely Boys with Heaven right here on LSCC Radio.